portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
You're listening to Simplicity Sunday with your host, Angela Bingham, broadcasting live on your Good Neighbor station, News Radio WGNS, every Sunday from 6 until 7 p.m. Thanks for tuning into the show, and remember, 1 hour of simplicity can change your life in Jesus Christ.
Gentlemen, welcome to Simplicity Sunday. I am Angela Bingham, a.k.a. Angie B, along with
Angela Ponder, also known as Angie Renee.
Yes, we are here. We're simplifying our lives. We encourage you to simplify your life with Jesus Christ.
Amen, amen.
We are here for good conversation, where faith meets conversation, and conversation is truth. We don't play with that.
Now,
so we thank you for tuning in this Sunday. And how do you know that you're simplifying your life? Number one, you have the purpose of God in as your priority. And then with the purpose of God, there is a plan. And then with that plan, he gives you supernatural peace. And with that supernatural peace, he gives you passion to do whatever he has ordained you to do. With that supernatural passion, he will give you that power that you will be empowered to do. Nothing shall overtake you.
Yes.
And nothing shall separate you from the love and the plan of God. And then you will have that supernatural kind of passion that you will do it. You will love it. You will wake up in the morning and say, Lord, what are we doing today?
Yes,
so God is an awesome God, and he wants the best for us.
Yes.
So thank you once again. Simplify your life every day. It is a lifestyle, and we want you to know that Christ is worthwhile.
Yes, he is.
Thank Connor for being one of the best hosts, best producers. We call him a host because one of these days we're going to let him speak in the mic.
Uh-oh.
And he has this fine haircut.
Yes.
Look at how handsome. Yes, yes, yes. And Angie Renee, I want to thank everybody once again for being so loving and kind during the passing homegoing of my mother, Cornell Bingham. And we know that God is just shining, and I mean,
thank
he's hovering
Lord.
Over us with this kind of supernatural peace, y'all. And thank everybody. The love is overflowing, and the love is still going. So
thank
we
you,
really
Lord.
Appreciate everything you have done, the kind words, etc. And the food, Angie Renee, I'm going on a diet. The food was so good, I didn't turn none of it down.
Listen.
No desserts, nothing.
Listen.
I know, girl. Just pray for me.
It was a time for you all to just indulge and
we
you
did
know,
we
finish
did
finish everything up, get it clean out the house, yes, or the refrigerator. Now you can get back on
now
track.
I can get back on track. Mm-hmm. Well, thank God for that. And I want everyone to know that Angie Renee is also in education now, and God has directed her, opened the door there. And she took the test one time and passed it. That's why I know that God had that in purpose for her life.
Thank you,
as such a time as this. So I want to encourage everybody, if you are doing something and you thought that was it, and God can open up a new door and give you new opportunities.
That's right.
It is never too late.
Never.
God is always refreshing, doing things over, doing things for the better. Uh-huh. And then, as my pastors say, I think both of them have said, it just get gooder and gooder.
Gooder and gooder. Gooder
and gooder. Andrew Renee, I have lit the torch.
Yes,
L-I-T stands for living in truth and living in trust of Jesus Christ. You got to trust him. We want to thank everybody for just giving your lives over to Christ. And if you mess up, get back up, and repent and do it again. Hallelujah. We will not allow Satan to make us think that God doesn't love us.
That's
because he does. There's nothing you can do to separate yourself from this unconditional love.
That's right.
Woo! It is amazing. Okay, Angie, I'll give you the torch.
All right, first of all, I love the glasses.
Oh, well, thank
you. They are beautiful. I don't know if you all can see. She is always bling-blinging, but those those are nice. They're probably my favorite pair.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Angie.
All right, good evening, and you're welcome. Good evening, and thank you, everyone, and thank you for joining the Simplicity Sunday broadcast. Tonight, our talk topic comes from our Social Justice Sunday series, which we host each and every fourth Sunday, where we take time to unpack the complex issues shaping our communities with clarity, compassion, and a commitment to justice. So why do we address social justice topics here at Simplicity Sunday? Well, God consistently reveals his concern for the oppressed, the marginalized, and the broken throughout Scripture. He causes people not only to worship him, but to reflect his character in how we treat others. So an example of that is found in Jeremiah 22 and 3. This is what the Lord says: do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed.
Mm.
Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner.
Amen.
The fatherless or the widow. And do not shed innocent blood in this place. That's word. We didn't make that up. That is straight from the word of God. This verse is a reminder that justice isn't optional for believers. It's a requirement.
Amen.
But it also anchors justice in humility before God and love for others, ensuring our efforts reflect his character, not just our personal convictions. So if you read his word and you believe his word, then you understand that social justice is at the heart of God. Now, today, we're diving into a critical conversation that affects lives across Tennessee and beyond: the harsh realities of environmental racism and the lasting industrial harm in communities of color and low-income neighborhoods. From the Middle Point landfill in Murfreesboro to the expanding landfill in Nashville, and now to high-tech developments like the Memphis AI Data Center and the proposed Tesla Tunnel Project, a pattern becomes crystal clear. Industries and innovations are too often built at the expense of vulnerable communities. Joining us today is Mr. Matt Ferry, a passionate advocate, researcher, and environmental justice organizer who has spent years studying and confronting the patterns of pollution, displacement, and environmental neglect that disproportionately impacts marginalized communities. Matt brings a powerful voice to this conversation, one grounded in data, history, and lived experience. Whether you're just learning about these issues or you've been following them closely, this is a conversation you don't want to miss. Please join us in welcoming Mr. Matt Ferry to the Simplicity Desk.
Ooh.
Welcome, Matt.
Thank you for having me. Thank you. That was a lovely intro. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's a pleasure to be on your show. I've known you two for a little while, and I love your energy. I love your positivity.
Bless God.
And you know, that's what you got to do. We live in a crazy world.
Woo!
Yeah.
And to not lose your mind, you got to stay focused on the good things.
Yeah, that's right.
And you got to keep moving forward.
That's
so
right.
I appreciate both of you so much. And thank you for having me on the show today.
Thank you for being here.
Because, you know, we are the Angies. Okay.
Who are also educators.
That's right.
Not a coincidence.
That's right.
Are we ready for the conversation?
Yes.
All right. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Let's get started.
Yeah, let's do it.
So, Matt, how would you define environmental racism? And in what ways have you seen it play out in Tennessee communities?
Well, I actually have a textbook definition of it right here.
Okay. All
right. So, because I couldn't memorize it. But
that's okay.
Environmental racism refers to like any policy or practice that disproportionately affects marginalized communities with environmental hazards and negative health impacts. This was a phrase that was coined in the 80s by Benjamin Chavez, and it includes intentional or unintentional placement of toxic waste facilities, power plants, and other sources of pollution in communities of color, as well as denial of environmental benefits and resources. So examples range from the unequal enforcement of environmental laws to the creation of infrastructure like highways that displace and isolate communities of color, leading to increased pollution and illness. And, you know, there's definitely environmental racism, but there's, you know, this affects mostly low-income people. You know, they're not putting this on the rich side of town because those people have money to sue.
Right now, the low-income people do not have money to sue.
Yes. Right. So, you know, we'll talk more about the landfill, but the landfill is in a community that is a majority white. You know, but you know, the XAI facility, Elon Musk's XAI facility in Memphis, is located in Boxtown, which is a historically African American neighborhood community that is heavily industrialized, has been polluted for years, and you know, this new facility went up pretty much overnight. And because they didn't take tax incentives, they didn't have to go through a procedure of public comments. They didn't have to go through all the rigmarole that that usually people have that to is. Do to put up these kinds of industries. So it went up overnight, and there's a lot of people who are concerned about the pollution that is being pumped into that neighborhood. Rightfully so.
And you know, the Nashville landfill is right in the heart of Bordeaux.
Correct, for decades. And Tennessee has actually historically been a dumping ground for petrochemical companies and you know, who just, they might be from North Carolina or Kentucky, and they cross the line and dump it in our river and get out. And if they're caught doing this, they're slapped with a fine. And those billion-dollar corporations can afford that fine.
Yes, you know, so they
just pay it off and, oh, you know, we don't have to do anything else. Well, you know, we need to hold those companies accountable. They need to be cleaning this up. They need to be spending their billions of dollars, which they can afford to do, to clean up this mess.
Because of the long-term effects of what they're doing is more than a dollar sign.
Right. So
what patterns have you noticed regarding the siting of the landfills and industrial facilities? Or data centers in relation to race and income levels or of nearby residents?
Yeah, well, like I was saying earlier, they're definitely being put into low-income neighborhoods. And, you know, they're mostly, you know, Black and Hispanic populations that live there. But, you know, just like I said, you know, the rich people will sue if you put that kind of stuff there. But the low-income people cannot. So that's why they are looking at those kinds of places. And Elon Musk, this is not... You know, it for him. He's got more facilities to build. They're building more facilities over the river in Mississippi. This is to power his supercomputer colossus. They actually shipped a power plant from across the ocean to put over in Memphis. I don't know how you do that. I mean, obviously it wasn't one piece, but they brought a new power plant over just to help with that. And, you know, this is, we're talking about poisoning the air, poisoning the land, and poisoning the water. And, you know, Memphis is on top of a giant aquifer. You know, the water there tastes amazing because it's pure straight from this aquifer. But now the aquifer water is being used to help cool down these computing systems and also there's a possibility that it is being polluted. And if it gets too polluted, it's game over for clean drinking water in that area. You think Elon Musk is going to come back and pay some money to clean that up? Probably not, based on his prior behavior. You know, some of these rich people treat the world as their own personal playground,
right?
You know,
right,
and they do whatever they want, right?
Right.
And they leave us holding the bag. And that's kind of like with this landfill situation. There are people who have made big money off this landfill. And if the crap hits the fan, they're out of here.
They're out. Mm-hmm.
They don't have any love for Murfreesboro, really. Mm-hmm. It's all about the money for them. Right. So it's a big issue.
They get out and they leave behind toxic legacies, which is the title of tonight's conversation. That it's unfortunate because we just don't, and I say we as a general term, not necessarily everybody, we don't care enough about people.
Yeah.
We just, you know, if your kids are born deformed because of the environment, we really don't care.
Right.
We got to make this money.
Yeah, right, yeah. So, and it's out of sight, out of mind for a lot of people.
Right.
And that's how the landfill was for years. You know, the landfill started stinking. And I worked with a group who started a campaign. It's called Sock'em. They're out of Knoxville. But they started a campaign called Stop the Stink. And we were going around talking to people, talking to residents, but talking to people in other parts of Rutherford County, talking to city leaders. And we got dismissed quite a bit.
Wow.
And there's a lot of people who said, what do you think landfills are supposed to do? They're supposed to stink a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. Well, then the smell started traveling down the county. And now it's a big problem. And I remember being in a city council meeting and one of the council members said, I smelled it from Blackman the other day. I about fell out of my chair because, again, we weren't really taking it seriously until
it's in your backyard.
Right. So, you know, luckily, you know, I think Murfreesboro City and Rutherford County leadership are taking this situation more seriously.
Now
they are. Mm-hmm, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, city has initiated a federal lawsuit against the landfill.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. And recently they had an opportunity to settle.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a big meeting about it and they had a public comments meeting and I went and several people that I know went and we talked about, hey, you know, I don't, you know, this might sound like a good deal, but I don't know if we can trust it. Well, you know, the city council did not trust it. So they voted not to settle, which means the federal lawsuit is going forward, is proceeding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great. I'm glad they did.
Yes.
Stand their ground. You know, like, in particular, you know, the residents, whether you're low income, black neighborhoods, I think all are being affected, like you said, now you see it. But so many have been affected, you know, in the past and, you know, by its expansion and also by continued operations. What do you see coming down the pike? You know, I know you said the city council has, you know, stood their ground, but it's here.
Yeah. Well, you know, we have not been doing solid waste disposal, right, in this country for years, for decades. If you look at how some other countries are dealing with this, they are embracing new technology. They are trying to divert trash from the landfills by, you know, doing something with it. They can turn it into fuel.
Yeah.
And, you know, these facilities are a mixed bag because they do, you know, shoot out some pollution. But ultimately, it's better than just keep burying stuff into the ground.
Right.
So we're dealing with technology that is really 100 years old or more. And you know, the landfill operators, Republic Services, they make money by burying it.
Yes.
They don't make money any other way. So that's all they want to do is just bury the garbage. Now, here's one of the problems that we're having. 33 counties in Middle Tennessee bury their trash in Middle Point Landfill. They are selling space to 33 different counties.
Wow.
That's why it has grown so much. That's why people call it Mount Trashmore. That's why it's so big.
Yes.
And again, you know, this landfill was, it was never supposed to be a landfill there. You know, that was a former farm. I believe it was a creamery. Maybe I'm wrong about the creamery part, but I know it was a farm. And the people who owned the farm, we're going to sell it to somebody else. They knew BFI, the Republic Services used to be BFI. Mm-hmm. They knew BFI was interested in the location for a landfill. They said, okay, we will sell it to whoever, but they cannot sell it to the landfill people. You know, they can't flip this and sell it to landfill people. Well, whoever bought it lied. and sold it to the landfill people.
And now,
And it's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And again, it's poisoning the air, it's poisoning the land, and the water.
It's in the water.
It sits right on the East Fork of the Stones River. And, you know, here's another thing about the landfill. The practices that are happening there, there's not good practices that are happening there. We know they're not burying trash sometimes. You know, they have to buy dirt all the time to keep burying the trash. Well, sometimes dirt's not available, you know, or they're getting it from East Tennessee and it's taken a while to get there. But we also know that some of the things that they've been burying there are not great to be burying there. That there's a aluminum waste product. It's called aluminum dross. There's a bunch of that stuff that is buried there, which actually increases the temperature there. You know, it's not biodegradable, and it's mixed with all this methane gas. It's really a toxic thing that's going on there. And a source told me that in the middle of winter this year, the temperature inside that facility that had the aluminum dross was over 100. In the middle of winter. So that's not great. This is all potentially a catastrophe waiting to happen, really. But we, you know, we know that they're dumping industrial waste and construction waste. There's so much construction going on in Middle Tennessee. You know, the growth is a good and a bad thing. It's a mixed blessing. But, you know, we know a lot of that waste is going down there. We know that occasionally they'll sell space to farmers who are need to dump animal carcasses. So, you know, there's a mix of stuff that maybe should not be mixed together over there. And again, like, the best practices aren't always being kept. So we have this weird relationship with Republic Services. You know, again, hey, look, there's no silver bullet that's going to solve this. And if it's not Republic Services, it's going to be somebody else. But the trash has got to go somewhere, right? But there are things that we can do to hold Republic Services accountable and maybe convince them not to sell space to 33 different counties, but instead, you know, maybe just Rutherford and a handful of other counties. But, you know, there are things that we can do, and we're going to keep pushing. You know, ultimately, they want to keep expanding. And they actually own 99 acres of land out there, including the old county landfill site, which is right next door. And they're not allowed to dump there. They have to have permission from the county government. And last time this came up in the county commission, they've all voted against it unanimously in 2018. But we have heard that behind the scenes, Republic Services is working behind the scenes to get this changed, to try to get county commissioners and other leaders to flip their vote and let them expand. However, we have a lot of county commissioners that are not about that.
Particularly
Steve Percy, who is the county commissioner up there. And, you know, to their credit, County Mayor Carr and City Mayor McFarland, they have not been happy about what has been going on in the landfill, and they are not crazy about the expansion. But, you know, just one more thing. If they do expand to 99 acres, you know, it would be, you know, it's already the largest municipal dump in Tennessee. It would be the largest in the nation. And again, it's a catastrophe waiting to happen. You know, if the crap really hits the fan with it, it's game over on growth in Murfreesboro. It really is. So, you know, we encourage people to you know, look into this and join these groups. There's a new group called Rutherford Forward. It is a coalition between SOCM, that group that I mentioned earlier, RNA, Rutherford Neighborhood Alliance. They're terrific. They actually meet at 4 p.m. at the Technology Engagement Center on Sundays. So I just came from there earlier. And yeah, they have a new thing. I'm actually a part of a group called Stop the Super Dump. And I said, you know, y'all can take over that name and that logo and all that. And they said, well, we want something a little bit more positive. So they have started Rutherford Forward. And that's okay. That's all right. You know, it's okay. But, you know, they're getting their website together and they're trying to build their coalition. And let me just tell you, this might be a hot button topic next year. It's an election year next year. All of the county commission's going to be up. The county mayor's going to be up. The city mayor's going to be up. You know, so... you know, I heard that the county and the city mayor are going to run again for their seats. But it's going to be interesting to see who runs and who doesn't and what conversations we have about this landfill, because we need to have a lot more about it. Yeah.
Because it was my understanding that not only Rutherford or county, but other counties, other people are coming and using that landfill.
Right.
And just
right.
dumping, like, you know, it's nobody else's business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, I had some relatives, some friends to move out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to visit, and there was nothing but a putrefied smell in
right.
the air.
Right.
I said, how can you all live out here?
Yeah.
And it was... I don't have any words because I didn't know that it smelled like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, well, they took advantage of us because we were new in the area and didn't know it.
You know, I worked with Saucom years ago. We worked with a Meharry Medical student who they did this research project. And we went around door to door in neighborhoods around the landfill and asked them to fill out a survey.
Mm-hmm.
And based on those survey, it looks like people who live closer to the landfill have a higher chance of respiratory illness than people who don't. But one thing I want to tell you is that we were knocking on these folks' doors, brand new neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. They had no clue what they had just moved next
That's
to.
That's true. Oh, wow. Amen.
And so we would mention the landfill and they go, what landfill? I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Oh,
and
goodness.
Then we would describe the smell. We go, this is smell sometimes. And they go, oh my goodness, it hits me, knocks me down in the morning.
Yes.
You know? And then we're like, you know, you're going on that road and you see that hill with the black stuff on it and their jaws drop. You know, they have no clue what they had just moved next to. The realtor's not going to tell them. They're trying to move their house.
Right. That's right.
So, you know, there needs to be more community meetings about this. There needs to be more education about this, you know, in Walter Hill area, but, you know, in the rest of Rutherford County, because this affects all of us.
Yes, it does.
And there's also a youth football field out there.
That's right.
My kids have played on that field, like for jamborees.
Okay, yeah.
And I remember going out there, I was like, man, it smells so bad. So, and we would be out there for hours on a Saturday.
Oof.
Eating.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They got food out there. They have like concessions. And how do you eat when you... We would go to the car just to eat. It was so bad. Uh-huh. It was like, right, I want to eat out here. And that hill, that was awful. The hill is like right in front of you.
And
it's
terrible. I think they shut that down. But, you know, there's new soccer fields right there. Siegel Park at Cherry Lane. That's, you know, pretty much right across the street
sure
from
is.
That. And they have tournaments there all the time. Mm-hmm. Tons of kids, tons of people. So this affects all of us, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really does.
Hey, we want to breathe.
Amen.
Right.
I will hold my breath in a minute, but there's only so much you can hold.
Yeah, we all deserve clean air, clean
absolutely.
Water. You know,
absolutely.
Yeah. So.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to take a break for simplicity. Ooh-wee. And we want to know what is going on. More community news. Thank you, Matt.
Yes,
thank you
absolutely.
For having me. Thank you so
yes.
much.
All right. Journal Junkies.
Woo! Woo!
Join Team Simplicity Radio for our Journal Junkies gathering. We celebrate a year.
Oh, wow.
It'll be a year because the first one was October 19th last year. It's on Saturday, October 18th, 2025 at 10 o'clock a.m. at the Southern Steel Tennessee Bar and Grill that's located at 1950 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. Remember that your story matters and restoration can begin one page at a time. You've got a right to heal. Join us, ladies. Golfing with a Purpose. Join us for a golf fundraiser benefiting the Murfreesboro Rescue Mission on Monday, October 20th. By participating, you'll be supporting a crucial step towards building a homeless shelter. It kicks off at 9 o'clock a.m. The hole-in-one prize is on par 3 for the tournament, and it is a 2025 GMC truck. There will also be exclusive online auction items, including a Bahamas fishing trip and Airbnb packages. Don't miss out. Register before October 5th to bid when we go live on October 13th. Your participation does make a difference. Email info@mborrowrescue.org to learn more. Love Connection Ministries. Each and every Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock p.m., join the Love Connection Ministries and Team Tuesday at Oakland Restoration Church, located at 530 North Manny Avenue in Murfreesboro, as they sow seeds of love, compassion, and a hot meal to those in need, according to Matthew 25. Email TeamSimplicityRadio@yahoo.com for contact and donation information. To God be the glory for His provision. Attention, seed sowers. Simplicity Radio is looking for seed sowers to bless our ministry so that we can continue to do, so that we can continue to provide support for people in the community who need it most. If you would like to partner with us in our endeavors, you can donate via Cash App at $SimplicityWithAngie, that's A-N-G-I-E, or you can email us for additional information. Thank you in advance for supporting our initiative to help the Murfreesboro community. Simplicity Radio Volunteers. We are looking to expand our Simplicity Network and are in search of volunteers who are experienced in the areas of media and events. If this is you and you are able to lend your time and creativity to our ministry, email us for details. Now, about next week's show. Join Team Simplicity next Sunday for a show from our October four-year health series on talk topic, A Dose of Reality, with special guest, pharmacist Dr. Marcus Jackson. Join us for a straight talk conversation on health, wellness, and modern medicine. Clear, honest, real, and without the hype. We will see you then for that conversation. Now back to tonight's Simplicity Sunday talk topic from our Social Justice Sunday series entitled Toxic Legacies with special guest, Mr. Matt Ferry.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Matt, you come with so much knowledge.
Yes.
And you have a heart for the mm-hmm. community. And I love the passion
Amen.
For people. And, you know, sometimes our leaders, they start out with a passion, but they end up, you know, as a sellout. And, you know, we are government for the people.
That's right.
You know, for all people.
Right.
All people.
Right.
And I'm so glad we had this topic of conversation and discussion, because we have to bring out truth.
Yes. Absolutely.
And, you know, we can't put our head in the sand like an ostrich, that's pretending like nothing is happening.
Right.
You know, we need to speak for the least of them.
Yes, now. Correct.
And come give on. Everybody a voice, because everybody has a right to be heard.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What
Martin Luther King said, if you have a voice, be a voice for the voiceless.
That's
because
right.
There's lots of people who cannot be heard one reason or another.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's so. Right. We have to become comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Yes.
Because we don't avoid conversations just because it doesn't make us feel good.
Mm-hmm.
We have to talk.
Yeah.
We have to talk.
Yeah.
We have to talk.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we have to talk to people who we don't agree with sometimes.
Absolutely.
On everything.
That's right.
And something, you know, in that meeting earlier at the Rutherford Neighborhood Alliance, that, you know, they're building this coalition for Rutherford Forward, they were very explicit. Hey, we are Democrats. We are Republicans. We are independents. Mm-hmm. We are, you know, all across the political spectrum coming together on this one issue because it is important.
Yes.
And you know, not everything should be seen through a right left
prism.
Right.
Right?
Come on.
You know?
Yes.
And this affects so much.
Yes.
It affects so many people. And not just the people in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
It's, you know, we one woman was from Smyrna, and she said, you know, that water goes right up into Smyrna, and they've tested the water in Smyrna, and there's PFABs in the water. So those are the forever chemicals that are everywhere now. It's in all of our blood. And it's really disturbing. But, you know, the water, you know, is being polluted from the landfill and is traveling up the county to Smyrna and Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
So this is affecting a lot more than people just in that area.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if anyone has any questions to ask Matt Ferry, you can call in. And that number is 615-893-1450. And a lot of you said you like to listen, and we appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But if anybody wants to text or call in, do so at 615-893-1450.
Yes.
And jot, get pen and paper to jot these times and meetings down, because we need to show up.
That's right.
Absolutely.
And be counted and be present and be heard, because like you said, what concerns the least concerns most of us,
right?
You know,
right.
And all of us,
right?
And that's why we need to be a voice together.
Absolutely.
I love the coming together.
Yes,
you know,
right.
It's just as a concerned body of people,
right?
It's necessary.
Right.
Yes,
and
like you
know,
said.
I'm sorry. You know, today it's easy to get trapped on your phone and the, you know, doom scroll, mm-hmm. it can be very isolating, and yes. you can feel like you're just, you know, you're the only yeah. person in the world who thinks this way. Uh-huh. But, you know, uh-huh. you get out in your community and you right. find there's a whole lot of people who think
yes.
the way that you
right.
do.
Yes.
So I, you know, to that listener who does that, please, I challenge you to get out there, meet some new people, go to the next Rutherford Neighborhood Alliance meeting, 4 p.m. on Sundays, Technology Engagement Center behind Hopgood School. They're super nice there. They're super dedicated. And, you know, we talked about other issues. We talked about the county commission, and we talked about the growth. And,
yeah.
you know, there's a lot of issues that particular group tackles. But, you know, it can be overwhelming, too. There's so many issues. It can be overwhelming.
So
try to pick the one that really, you know, stirs something in you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or, you know, you might see that everybody's about this issue, but no one's really talking about this one issue.
Yes.
You know, uh-huh. I you know, I hate to say this, but I love R&B music.
Yeah.
And there is a singer who is in an ICE detention facility right now, and I feel like nobody's talking about it because everyone just kind of forgot this band. So
yeah.
I've been trying to make some noise about her, but her name is Jane. I just forgot her name. Jane Eugene, I believe, is her mm-hmm. name. Loose Ends. Do you remember the British
yes!
R&B band Loose Ends? She was the female singer in Loose Ends. She's a British citizen.
Uh-huh.
She's been in America for decades.
Forever.
And, you know, according to her, she was trying to get her citizenship and it fell through, and she, you know, she got caught in the system,
wow.
which happens a lot.
Yes.
People get caught in this system.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she doesn't deserve to be sitting in an ICE facility
goodness.
For months,
mm-mm.
months and months and months. So, you know, I'm trying to make some noise about that. But,
make it.
You know,
yeah.
I've got all kinds of different issues that I'm working on. I just want to say that as an example, like, you know, find something that is doable for you.
Yes.
You can't do it all.
Uh-huh.
You can't do it all. And it's overwhelming. And you'll get burnt out.
Yes.
But if you can say, you know what, I'm going to dedicate myself to this one thing, and I'm going to go to mm-hmm. these meetings, and we're going to try to organize around this one thing.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there. That's
the world
it.
Is more malleable than mm-hmm. you might think.
Yeah.
You know?
And Matt, are these meetings with the Rutherford Neighbor, Rutherford Forward, are
yeah.
they the same?
Yes, they are the
okay.
same. Yes,
they are the yeah, same.
They are
and
the same.
Do
yeah.
they meet every Sunday?
Every Sunday.
At 4 p.m.
At 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yep. Technology Engagement Center, so y'all know that place.
Yes.
Yeah. And just a great group. You know, Susan Allen, she's been running RNA for years. She's still part of that group, but she stepped down from being president, and the new president is Laura McGowan, and she is fabulous. She's been working on this landfill issue. Her and her husband live around the landfill and have been affected by it, so they've
yes.
been a strong voice on this topic, so... really a great group of people, so I highly suggest going to those meetings.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I want to circle back.
Yeah.
When you said you were going door-to-door and getting their surveys done.
Yes.
Were you getting surveys completed from the people that you asked? Like, are they planning on getting engaged? What's been the response?
Well, you know, we gave them the survey and asked them to fill it out. They had to send it.
Mm-hmm.
You
oh,
know,
okay.
they had to
okay.
send it off. So we didn't really talk to them that. And they went to the Meharry medical student, you know.
Uh-huh.
So
uh-huh.
so we didn't really have all that data to kind of go back and
mm-hmm.
say, hey,
okay.
you know, can you mm-hmm. join this group? But we did. We gave them a packet and encouraged them
uh-huh.
to get involved. And because of that, we did get a handful of people to join up. So,
okay, good.
But, you know. There was a big public comments meeting. I believe this was right before the pandemic in 19 at the courthouse
mm-hmm.
around the landfill. And we were shocked about how many people came out. It
mm-hmm.
was a huge number of people.
Really?
And very intelligent people. You know, I remember one guy got up and he said, you know, my family's farm has been there for 5 generations. And let me tell you, it's the landfill is hurting us.
Wow.
This is hurting us. We
yeah.
found all mm. these toxic chemicals in our, you know,
yeah,
field.
Yeah.
You know, and my cow is right over
right.
here trying to eat this grass.
Right.
So this is a big, big deal.
Big
this is
deal.
Hurting a farming community. You know, it's turning the farming community pretty much into a wasteland
mm.
over there. So.
Oh wow.
And then the cows eat the grass, and
ooh.
Then we get the.
Ooh.
Meat and milk
right,
from the cow
right,
and it
right.
goes into and we wonder why we're so sick
because
of toxicity.
There you go. Yeah. Right.
Because
it's a chain.
Yeah.
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 Mm. and it's not only affecting the water, but the water runs to the soil.
Yes.
So it's affecting what's planted here. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just,
and what could be planted in the future.
That's right.
Maybe nothing because of how they do. There was somebody who bought farmland. He had inside knowledge that the landfill was going there, the former mayor, and he bought land over there, pristine farmland, and has been selling them the top soil for 35 years. Now, what do you think he can do with that property now?
Wow.
Nothing. It looks like the moon over there, you know? There's nothing you can do with that land now.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, I mean, he's gotten rich out of it, so, you know, I'm sure he wouldn't mind taking a loss, but there's nothing going to be able to grow there. Mm. You're not going to be able to raise animals there.
Mm-mm.
So, that's a problem. It's a problem.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
So, I want to pivot.
Yeah, let's
go ahead.
Let's
pivot.
Talk about Memphis. The Tesla tunnel.
Yes. Oh, Tesla tunnel. Yes. Yeah.
I was going to say something, but I keep it to myself. Okay,
so
let's pivot.
How do you see the environmental effects of reflected with the infrastructure of this tunnel?
You know, I don't know the full extent of this, but I'll tell you this. They're blasting limestone over there. So we're on a bunch of limestone. You know, there's more caves under Tennessee than any other state.
That's what I've been hearing.
Yeah. And it's not a great state to be doing something like this, especially the arrangement that they have. This is similar to the one in Memphis. Uh-huh. They're not taking tax incentives, so there's no boards for them to go through. There's no public comments meetings.
No rules.
And they leapfrogged the city of Nashville. They leapfrogged Metro Council, the Nashville mayor, and did this deal with the governor. And he said, oh, yeah, we'll just give you this piece of property.
Yes.
And you just start blasting away. So this is, you know, this company is already known for these harebrained schemes that do not work. They had another tunnel project. I forgot where, but they did not. It has not been fully realized, and it's been years and millions of dollars, and so much environmental impact has happened because of that. So this could be another boondoggle just like that. But you know, even if they do get it up and running, the only Teslas that can go in there are, you know, it's not everyone's Tesla. They're approved Tesla taxis. So this is an expressway for the rich. That's what it is. At the end of the day, you know, we have to deal with the interstates. But they can have their little Tesla tunnel. There's something really wrong with that, really disturbing. But again, that goes back to these rich people who just want to treat, you know, our world like a playground. And who cares if they pollute, you know, a bunch of stuff or
things are comfortable for them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. So I don't have very much faith in this project, but I could be proved wrong, you know, on it. But, you know, again, they don't have to go through these environmental reviews. You know, they have leapfrogged all of that and just
that's
done a private deal with the governor. That's not how things
necessary.
Are supposed to work
right.
at
no.
all.
Right,
that's
right,
not
right.
democracy, I'll tell you that.
No.
There's a private deal with an individual who is acting like Tennessee is his land. You know, he can do whatever he wants. So
that's
there's
wild.
Something very wrong with that. Yeah.
My concern is sinkholes.
Yes.
You know, you're going to compromise the structure of that area.
Right.
What happens if it caves in on the vehicles that are riding through? I'd be concerned.
Right.
I wouldn't want to drive through a tunnel myself.
Right.
I don't like the above ground tunnel. So I'm right. going underground. You can have it.
Yeah. Right.
Your
even
underground
if I
cave.
Own a Tesla, keep me above ground.
Yeah.
Because sinkholes are a possibility.
Yes.
We flood.
Yes.
So the ground is compromised.
Right.
And nothing is a guarantee.
That's especially
the way they just throw stuff up nowadays.
Correct.
So what happens then? Are they going to sue our state for something that we didn't have any control over?
Yeah.
Over building?
That's a good point.
Like what happens?
Yeah.
So it's something to think about, but I don't think they've considered that because they're looking at the bottom line dollar sign. So
And convenience for the rich.
Yes.
And you know, let's say this. There's nothing wrong with being rich, wealthy, but it is something wrong when you do injustice mm-hmm. to everyone else.
Right, yes. Right.
You know, just because you right. can afford mm-hmm. that.
Right.
But we're not even taking in consideration, like you now. Said, the infrastructure, mm-hmm. Just some of the inconvenience of just mm-hmm. building the tunnel itself.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So mm-hmm. we really want to stay closely involved in that or just right. watching yeah. it, because like you said, it was the governor and that little deal that they made.
Right, right. right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, the same thing happened in Memphis with this XAI facilities. And, you know, they are polluting. Let me see where it is right here. The facility's gas turbines release nitrogen oxides, which contribute to smog and formaldehyde.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
A known carcinogen.
Right.
Carcinogen. Can't say that word.
Right. Carcinogen. Uh-huh.
You know, there was already pre-existing, you know, air quality issues in that part of town because, again, it's box town. It's, you know, these are people after the Emancipation Proclamation. These mm-hmm. are freed black people who moved into this neighborhood. And historically, they have thrown all of the polluting industries
right
on that
there.
Side of town.
Yes.
And so this is more of that. And they want to do more there. They want to build more. And, you know, this guy, Elon Musk, you know, he flies private jets all the time. You know, the stuff that he emits just from that is mm-hmm. 10,000 times worse than the pollution that are coming out of the households in those neighborhoods. Wow. So this guy, he's just treating our world like I say a personal playground, but it's even worse than that. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll dump whatever anywhere. They don't care.
Right, right.
And they'll just mm-hmm. they get caught. They'll pay a little fine mm-hmm. and they'll move on. Mm-hmm. There's something really wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
Really wrong with that.
And push come to shove, he can pack up and leave.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
He won't be affected.
And leave, right. with leave us.
He's got
with
no
the,
love for Tennessee. Right. He's got
legacy.
No love for Memphis. Yeah.
And leave us with the toxic shock.
Right.
Is
right.
That comes mm-hmm. from it.
Right.
The
toxic
aftermath.
Legacies. Is, yeah.
Yes.
Toxic
yes. yes.
legacy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, that
and
is
so
something.
Many people have been affected by this. Mm-hmm. So many people historically.
Yes.
And you know, there's not much they can do to fight back. But Representative Justin Pearson uh-huh. out of Memphis, he has been
yes.
fighting this.
Good.
And his brother has been really good about this situation. But, you know, recently the Chamber of Commerce uh-huh. sent out mailers about the turbines, about uh-huh. the turbines at that facility. Uh-huh. And they said, oh, it's perfectly safe. Well, then people started looking into it and they're like, where did you get this data at?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they pretty much made it up.
Basically,
you know, and you know, the Chamber of Commerce is about getting businesses here.
Right.
You know, I don't think Chamber of Commerce is evil in and of itself. But when the dollar is the most important thing, you know, when that's it for you uh-huh. and your concerns
right.
is how much money you can make from
Absolutely.
It. You know, I think that greed is driving a lot of these
yes.
These situations. Uh-huh. And, you know, again, these low income communities are getting caught holding the bag. And not in a good way.
Right. Right.
Holding the bag. Yeah, that is okay. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, holding the bag.
Not get the bag, but hold the bag.
Yeah, left holding the bag. That's right.
But yeah, they call it, they call it a sacrifice zone, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So
sacrifice zone.
Yeah, sacrifice zone.
That doesn't even sound good.
No, it doesn't sound good at all, does it? Mm. So this is, you know, a community that, you know, is being willfully poisoned and polluted for the interest of the,
yes.
of the power and wealth, you know, and they're not going to be able to take advantage of these situations. You know, I mean,
right.
You know, these companies have invested so much into AI and they're trying to get money out of it. There's
mm-hmm,
no money
mm-hmm.
to really get out of it right now,
mm-hmm.
but they keep putting more money into it in hopes that they will be the top dog when it's the windfall,
mm-hmm.
you know, but meanwhile, you know, communities yeah. are getting stuck with toxic legacies.
Yes.
From it, you know, so hopefully, you know, Memphis can fight back about it, you know, but we as the other part of the state
mm-hmm.
should be, you know, fighting with them. So,
Absolutely.
You know, if this is something that you are interested in, follow Justin Pearson, see what he's up to, you know, like and share his stuff, you know, sign his petitions and say, hey, you know, I really encourage you to keep moving forward. What can I do? Can I send you some money? I got $20.
Uh-huh.
I can send you some money
mm-hmm.
to help continue the fight. You know, just anything it can, just a little bit of step, because again, we're so distracted in this world. There's so many things going on, you know, and blockbuster movies coming out, and it's easy to be like,
distracted.
Well, you know,
I think those things come out to distract us while everything is being swept under the rug, and then we react.
Yes.
By design.
I agree, Angie.
Right. So
we need to be involved in not just what's going on federally. Mm-hmm. We need to be involved at the state and local level. Yes. So many times we just don't care until it gets to federal.
Right.
But if we did our job at the local and state level, then the federal level wouldn't get to where it
is
now.
Yeah, right.
Because we would be doing, you got to do your part.
Yes.
Every single level.
Right.
Vote.
And if you're listening to this tonight and you're inspired, run for office too.
Yeah.
We need people to step up and run for office.
100%.
There's so many different, you know, races. You don't got to go for U.S. Senator or governor.
Right.
You know, start local. And, you know, if you run for county commission or city council or county school board, those races are way smaller.
Mm-hmm.
You could win by a handful of votes. You could win by, you know, a couple hundred votes. Mm-hmm. And it would take less money, less energy to do it. And so many people are asleep on the county commission.
Yes.
You know, we get so many people that say, I want to run for city council. We're like, what about county commission? They don't care about it. But important decisions are made on the county commission.
Right. Absolutely.
They control the county law enforcement budget. They control the county school board budget. You know, so big decisions are being made on the county commission. Yeah, it doesn't pay well. Yeah, sometimes it might be a pain in the butt, but it's so important for us to be involved. Next year, all county commission seats are going to be up. County mayor's going to be up. City mayor's going to be up. Three city council meeting members are going to be up. So there's opportunity right now.
Mm-hmm.
Next year might be too soon for you. Hey, every 2 years. Every 2 years, there's elections. So, you know, I encourage you out there to please get involved, you know, educate yourself, think about it. It's not going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be frustrating, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Take a step back and breathe. You know, maybe go see that comedy movie to get your mind off of it. But then get right back into it.
Yes.
Like, you know.
You have to persevere. And I want to encourage everybody, if you're not registered to vote, that is so important.
That's first.
Get registered to vote and keep up with it to make sure you are current.
Yes.
Right.
Because I know they had they had the where some people were
purged. Yes.
Unknowingly.
Yes, unknowingly. Well, you know, we found out if you register to vote, you get an envelope that says Rutherford County Election Commission on it. You know right away that's from the Election Commission. You open it up and there's your voter card.
Mm-hmm.
When they send you a purge letter, it doesn't say that. It looks like junk mail. They show up in an envelope that is not labeled.
By design.
So a lot of people, by design, a lot of people just put it directly into the trash without even opening it. Well, in the letter, it says, hey, you haven't voted the last couple of times. We're not sure if you're even wanting to vote anymore. We're going to purge you unless you respond to this letter. That's how they're doing it. And they love to purge people.
Yes.
Let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you think you are registered to vote and you haven't voted in a while, check that status before the deadline, because a lot of people show up on election day ready to vote and they've been purged.
Yes.
They had no clue until it's too late. So
get to the polls every time.
Yeah.
Vote early. Don't
wait until election day.
Go early, vote. It's less stress. You get in and out much faster.
Right.
But vote in the local elections. Vote at the state level. Don't just wait to federal, because all elections matter.
That's right.
Yes, they do.
They all matter.
This has been very, very.
It's been very informative.
Yes.
It's been very informative. Oh, what I was going to say. And if you're not ready to run for office, join a committee.
Yes.
There are so many local committees where you can participate and just sit and glean and get information and get involved that way. If you're not ready to run, just join a committee. Join a committee somewhere.
Yeah.
So you can be involved in what's happening
in your city. Mm-hmm. You can watch county commission and city council meetings online. That could help educate you. If you can't make it to the meetings, maybe you can catch it on YouTube, you know?
Yes.
So there's ways that you can educate yourself. But, you know, I was talking to my friend Laura Clark today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a county commissioner, Shanto Serino.
Oh, yes.
We love
Shanto.
Shanto is stepping down. next year. And Laura Clark is running in his place, and Shanto is giving him giving her his blessing, and also going to be his, her treasurer, which is really nice.
Nice.
You know. But you know, I was talking to her, and you know, she needs other help. She needs people to help her with different things. Even if it's just come to an event and stand beside her with her shirt on.
Right.
You know,
right.
She needs all kinds of help. So even if you're not ready to run for office, even if you're not ready to take the plunge into all these different groups and stuff, you know, maybe find a candidate that you can stand with and support,
right. because
they need all the support you get.
Yes.
Even if you just send them a Facebook message, hey, it's Tuesday and I already sent you this message yesterday, but I love you. Keep moving forward.
Right.
You know, that helps.
It does.
You know, again, so much of this is isolating, you know,
any time
that we can like come together and lift each other up
is a
huge thing. So
that's awesome, Matt. That is awesome. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for just tuning in to Simplicity. And we're going to just ask Angie to tell people how they can stay Simplicity connected.
Absolutely. You can follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Simplicity Radio and on Facebook at Simplicity Sunday on WGNS. You can also listen to us in podcast format on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, iHeart, and Amazon Music streaming services. Just search Simplicity Sunday.
Amen. And we want to thank you, Matt Ferry.
Thank you so much.
Just a community activist.
Appreciate you.
You know, keep running. Boys, I want to say boys and girls, but it starts with talking to your children.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so when they get of age, 18, I know it was something in our household. It was something special.
Yeah.
When you graduated, you had that voter's registration
right there.
Yes. And
you know, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead.
You know, a lot of people think that they don't want to get involved in politics because it's too much, it's too complicated, and I don't, you know, this doesn't affect my life, so who cares? It affects everyone's lives.
Yes,
politics
right.
affects your life whether you know it or not. So get involved. You know, the price of higher education is expensive because of politics.
Yes.
The price of healthcare is expensive because of politics. The price of housing, everything's going
the
up.
Price
of wages are stagnant. Politics.
Yes.
This is all about politics. So get involved, please.
You know what? I want the government part to override politics. In my mind, I separate them.
Yeah.
Because government is for all people.
That's right.
You know, meeting the needs of all people. And politics is, you know, your little cliques and your little this and that.
Right,
you know,
right.
And greed takes a part and
that's
bribery
right.
and
yep.
all of that.
Yep.
You know, without everybody being concerned, being considered. But we want to thank everybody. It's almost time for us to say we're not out of talk, but
we are out of time.
And we want everybody to keep tuning in. You know, every show is just a blessing. Full of faith and information where we have to meet with the conversation and we ain't scared to talk. Okay. We're going to talk about it and we want you to be about it. So simplify your life every single day. And thank God. We just thank God for you.
We do.
And Matt Ferry, you keep it moving.
Thank you.
Thank you, Connor. And thank everybody.
You
know, we just want to give a shout out to God because God loves us all.
Yeah.
And
bless
you know what?
Lord.
Don't get dismayed. Don't get discouraged. Just get involved.
Get
okay.
Involved.
Make a difference and be a difference. And we want everybody to just know that when you tune into Simplicity, we want to simplify the information so you can understand what's going on. Good night. And we love you.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you.